My, my, my. Seems like we have a sudden change in language and verbiage being used by Mr. Blinken here. Makes me wonder if they finally got around to reading that 44-page emergency brief sent to the Biden administration and the International Criminal Court by a bunch of legal scholars. Or maybe it was all the legal experts that have been testifying before the United Nations Human Rights Committee for the last 3 weeks, calling on members of the international body to urgently address the unfolding crimes and particularly hold the U.S. accountable for their role in them. Take a listen. Let me know what you think.
Ultimately, the only way to ensure that this crisis never happens again is to begin setting the conditions for durable peace and security and to frame our diplomatic efforts now with that in mind. The United States believes key elements should include no forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Not now, not after the war. No use of Gaza as a platform for terrorism or other violent attacks. No reoccupation of Gaza after the conflict ends. No attempt to blockade or besiege Gaza. No reduction in the territory of Gaza. We must also ensure no terrorist threats can emanate from the West Bank. We must also work on the affirmative elements to get to a sustained peace. These must include the Palestinian people's voices and aspirations at the center of post-crisis governance in Gaza. It must include Palestinian-led governance